What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart, and your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBooks.kbb.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Here we go. Hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Yes, we just had the breaking news last segment. Kyle Busch passes on at the age of 41. Reported this morning, checked into a hospital with a severe illness and was going to be out for the Coca-Cola 600 coming up this weekend. And turned out it was his last day on this earth. So hug your loved ones. Appreciate every day you got coming to you, because I guess you never know. We'll continue to pass along any information we have on that. But so far, just the family releasing a statement, you know, confirming what we knew with the report from NASCAR that he has passed away. All right, here's the Chief with your football's finest.
All right, let's hear from Cowboys offensive coordinator Clayton Adams right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
All right, 877-881-1053. Where would you like to see the offense improve the most? This was your offensive coordinator, Clayton Adams, on the NFL Network talking about just that.
Well, I think, you know, one of the biggest things is we want to take care of the football better than we did a year ago. We want to protect the quarterback better than we did a year ago. We want to be better in the red zone than we were a year ago. And so a lot of those things were not just things that we needed to answer going into the offseason. It's like, how do you dig into this, and what is the root of some of these issues, and then how do we solve those problems? And I feel really good about the process that we've gone through in the offseason with our staff of really attacking those problems, and rather than just saying, hey, we're going to get better at this, like, how are we going to get better at that?
And I love that about Clayton Adams. He seems like a guy that really, like, dives in and appreciates the offseason to self-scout and find ways to get better. So I'm looking forward to seeing whatever type of jump they're able to make. I love the two things that he said. I mean, he mentioned the turnovers for sure. Always want to take care of the football. But the, you know, the pass protection, I think that's right up near the top of the list for most people, looking at your tackles in particular. Right. And then the red zone offense. Like, they were not good at finishing drives and scoring touchdowns consistently enough last year. And so I'm glad that he mentioned the red zone, and it wasn't super coach speak, because the red zone is extremely important, and that's something that they've got to get better at.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the turnovers, what was the thing you think that is the most improvable? Did they have a fumble issue, guy?
Well, I know Jake Ferguson definitely had some bad fumbles.
Ferguson.
I mean, Jaden Blue, that's been an issue for him throughout his career. But yeah, I'd say the fumbles would be number one. I think CD even had one.
They had a bad fumble in the Bears game with Williams, right?
Yep, Javonte Williams.
Yeah, probably cost him a game.
That's the one that stands out to me with Javonte. I don't think of him as fumbler guy, but
I mean, Dak's 10 picks, that's very reasonable.
Yeah, you don't have an issue with that.
Yeah.
That might have been the most coach speak thing he said.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody
taking care
security.
Of the football.
Yeah, I mean, I think realistically, it's red zone offense. It's not settling for field goals. It's finishing in the end zone. You know,
and
explosive plays,
protecting Dak better, red zone stuff. To me, it does come back to how much more can you run the football. That's a great way to protect your quarterback. But they don't have the players right now to do that. You're one injury away from kind of having a running back crisis.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of at least hope in my heart that Jaden Blue can come correct when we get to Oxnard and into the season. Now, this is the one that Bobby this morning was kind of reading into in a way that had Sean kind of frustrated. So we have two more clips here.
Imagine that.
The first one, yes, he got called out for the tism. This is Clayton Adams talking about George Pickens and how a full offseason of Pickens can unlock even more.
Yeah, I think the familiarity with what we're doing, it can improve, and the detail of what we're doing can always improve. But the biggest thing that I learned from having two elite playmakers on the outside is the effect that you can draw to all the other parts of your offense. I think we're just scratching the surface there of, you know, what opportunities does it give you in the run game, and what opportunities does it give you on first and second down to really blend and marry what you're doing. Those are all things that we are very, very excited to get into.
Okay, so I think you're going to love what he said there about the run game aspect.
Right? Yes.
He's being asked about George Pickens, and he turns it into how that helps the run game. And you saw that firsthand already. Now, is there more to be had? I'm sure Clayton Adams looks at it and is like, we could take advantage of this even more. But
yes,
that was a huge help. Having Lamb and Pickens out there and then having Dak playing at the level that he was, that helped your run game in a huge way because defenses were so concerned about that trio.
Hopefully they spent 2025 lighting the league up, and now they're going to come back in 2026 and go to those same looks and then run it.
Yeah.
You know, it makes a crazy amount of sense to me. How do you keep Pickens happy playing on the tag, wanting his 100 catches and 1,500 yards and 12 touchdowns to go get $40 million a year? Can you get his buy-in on that? I think you could. I think you could say, dude, we're going to run it so much, we're actually going to create heavy boxes, get you more man coverage, and throw deep to you. So you might not have the volume of targets, but when you get it, you are going to lead the league in yards per catch again. This is going to be fantastic. So you got to get the buy-in from him. I think CD Lamb would be fine with it. But, I want to show him what happened in Seattle. Look at all these awesome plays from Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Offensive Player of the Year. They were running it 50% of the time. Come on. Why is this hard? And I know they know it. I know they know it because they talk about it so much. We want to put the defense in situations where they're in perfect 50-50 conflict. They can't tell what we're about to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's one of the things when he talks about marrying the run game and the pass game. And that's the things that like McVay and Shanahan and the Ben Johnsons of the world do so well. When they line up, the defense doesn't know based on the formation what's about to happen because they can throw the bomb ski on you out of that, or they can run the football out of that. So that's all beautiful. Now, what he said about the details, he's being asked about George Pickens, and then he goes right into the details, the details, the details. Okay. George Pickens, is he a freelancer? Okay, is he running the routes the way they need to be ran? We've seen Dak out in Oxnard where he's calling guys out. You were a step short on when you needed to turn around, or you were a step too late on when you needed to turn around. The precision aspect of being like the ultimate true professional, doing exactly what it is that you are being asked to do on a play-to-play basis. That is what Bobby was kind of picking apart there, and he juxtaposed it with this clip, which is Clayton Adams, Cowboys offensive coordinator, on with the NFL Network, talking about where can Dak improve. So he's just asked about George. Now let's get to Dak.
I think that, you know, there's probably been a lot of years where, you know, that people would say what he's done has been good enough. I mean, I think that the ultimate goal for him is he's got to play really high level football every single week. He's done that a lot throughout his career. We got to make up, you know, for the other areas that maybe have failed him in the past. And so I don't think it's about Dak trying to be Superman. I think it's about Dak being the best version of himself and us finding ways to make the rest of the offense and the rest of the team better.
So Dak's fine, Dak's solid, no issues there, no details, no anything in regards to Dak. We just, everything around him needs to be better. For George, it's the details. And so that was kind of the difference that Bobby was making this morning of, like, that's part of the reason why they don't fully trust George right now. That's part of the reason why they don't want to give him the big extension, is because they can't fully trust that on a play-to-play basis he's doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, and that makes total sense. You know, if you take the Cowboys front office for their word, a lot of the things they've said about wanting George Pickens to prove it, well, who would you go to for that kind of detailed information? It's the guy that has been brought in from an offensive standpoint and tasked with bringing attention to detail and play design. And he talked throughout the season in his offensive coordinator press conferences about how we need to get all 11 guys on the same page doing their job more consistently.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't surprise me at all if one of the people saying maybe we need to wait on George Pickens is an OC who puts so much emphasis on everybody doing their job.
Yeah, and one step further, Bobby was making it a Shoddy thing. It's like Shoddy talks glowingly about George loving football, but maybe part of one of the main voices and strongest voices for not fully wanting to commit to him long term at big money is Shoddy being like, hey, this is how I need things to go. And I love George and he's awesome and in so many different ways, but I need that bar to raise for him from a details execution standpoint. So that was something that I found to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing with George that people will debate is his lack of route running when he's not the guy, like the old Randy Moss thing.
Sure.
And then the counter is, well, he's lulling the DB to sleep. And I think that can be true, but you don't have to lull the DB to sleep every time, you know?
No, yeah, I don't love that excuse anymore for him. I think if you want to be, and he is, I mean, you can see that he has the potential to be even the best receiver in the league at times.
For sure.
But there is still elements that he can improve on. And I think that certainly the details, and that's not anything that Dak's going to need to improve on with that answer. I mean, that's what, and anytime you're asked, like, what makes Dak great, it's the leadership, it's the work ethic, right? He's going to be buttoned up with the X's and the O's. I think for George, that's absolutely a fair criticism.
Now, to another wide receiver, Rashee Rice. I mean, so this dude got a surgery, a cleanup knee surgery.
Yeah.
And now he's in jail. He's having to rehab his knee in jail. That's what's taking place. Adam Schefter was on with McAfee, and he's like, Rashee Rice did not know that he was going to jail for 30 days. If he did, he would never have had a knee surgery that he got last week.
Yeah.
Wow. So he's in a jail cell, and he's recovering from a knee surgery.
Wow.
That's
not ideal.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah. Old school rehab right there.
Inflammation.
Get some printouts.
So they had to remove loose debris, and he had that happen here locally in Dallas. So
it was just an arthro. It's not like he's coming back from a patella or something crazy.
No. Yeah, it was just one of those to kind of clean up. But then he gets arrested and booked on Tuesday. So the timing of that is terrible.
Have you ever heard a player be described in this manner? New Raiders head coach Clint Kubiak on Brock Bowers, quote, he's a football robot, a football robot from heaven.
He's a football robot from heaven.
I believe that is the most glowing thing you could say about someone. He is a football robot from heaven. Like, that is a fantastic thing to hear if you're Brock Bowers. And it's 100% true. This dude's an absolute monster. And Clint Kubiak's been in Vegas for 5 minutes, and he's like, holy crap.
Found the dispensary, didn't he?
Football robot from heaven.
You think him and Mike McDaniel are hanging out at the...
like a football robot from heaven, bro, I swear.
Yeah, it's like a football robot, but like from heaven.
That is fantastic.
Good job, buddy. He's welcome to Nevada.
Now, how about, did you guys see the new official sandwich of the NFL?
Is it Uncrustables?
What should it be?
It's a derivative. It basically is Uncrustables, because we know that football players, and I guess athletes in general, but in particular football players, are obsessed with Uncrustables.
But only the extra big ones, right, Brian?
That's the extra
big ones. 1,000-calorie joints.
The one, yeah. Brad Cham and I have this discussion every year about that.
Yeah, Brad will bring him in. He's very nice about it.
But did you guys see, though, that, like, I think Bob Sala was taking out, like, oils?
Seed oils, right?
Seed oils. Yeah. Does that mean they don't get peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or no Uncrustables?
No. Okay, so this new sort of Uncrustable sandwich, the NFL Players Association reached agreement today with Jams. Okay, it's the exclusive peanut butter and jelly sandwich of the Players Association. I guess J.J. Watt, Caleb Williams are a part of Jams ownership group, but now those PB&Js are going to be available league-wide, and they are no seed oils. I think this is a little bit better ingredients and a little bit more protein. It's funny, they call them protein-packed. They have 10 grams of protein in them, so they're not unbelievably laden with protein, but a little bit more protein, no seed oils. I think it's real fruit instead of just a science experiment jelly that they're putting in there. They're using real jelly. So better protein, better ingredients.
Better pizza.
It's Jams.
Papa John's. Oh.
I got cardiologists in my algo saying these damn seed oils are worse than like refined sugar.
I know it's so weird. I was obsessed with the seed oil thing, and I still to some extent am in terms of trying not to consume them. And then I see all these other counter reports that saying they're really not that big of a deal. I don't know. I'm still just paranoid about it. So I'm a butter tallow kind of cooker.
Better safe than sorry situation.
I guess, yeah. But I don't know for sure. But listen, if Robert Saleh, who's pretty dang fit and trim, you got Cam Ward talking about doing cardio, dropping 10 pounds. Like Robert Saleh's trying to get all of his guys. Trying to get him probably on the trend that he's using.
If you're down to that level of detail, though, you're going to get your guys dialed in. That'll be a help. And I don't know if Tennessee's going to be able to score many points, but I feel like their defense is going to be pretty dang good this year.
You guys want to go into the math class with Cam Scataboo?
He can't add. He went to school with me at LSU.
The things that he's saying he's going to do this year are crazy.
He says, I had 400 yards on 100 carries last year.
Mm-hmm. What is that, like 5 yards a carry, bro?
He says, so when I play 17 plus games this year, it's going to be 300 carries for over 2,000 yards.
Dang. Gets better as the season goes on.
I guess, because if he's doing what he did last year, which is 4 yards per carry, then on his 300 carries class, how many yards will he have? 1,200. He's saying that he's going to have 300 carries for over 2,000 yards, but he's doing it at the same pace as he did last year, which mathematically does not compute. Cam Scataboo, ladies and gentlemen.
His four starts last year, he averaged 18 carries for 74 yards.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to hit the 2K mark, but
he's grinded out back.
We can all dream.
I think he needs to head over to that CTE clinic and get checked out.
Will Cam Scataboo have 2,000 yards for his career? That's the question.
Ooh. I think he will.
Yeah, if he stays healthy, yeah. I think he's definitely
he's a tough runner.
Fan favorite, popular guy. Could see 2,000 for the career. All right, we got to step aside. We'll come back and reset you on a sad breaking news story here from the world of motorsports and take a snapshot on everything else that's been developing in your world of sport here throughout the day here. It's the G-Bag Nation, the Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible.
print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation. You're on 105.3 The Fan. We got G-Bag of the Day coming up in 6 minutes. And then LA Live with Lucius Alexander coming up at 5:40. Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. Passing of one of the greatest athletes in American sports this century. A man that won 234 races across NASCAR's top three national series, more than any driver in history. The winningest driver in NASCAR history, Kyle Busch, passed on at the age of 41. After we got the report this morning, he went to the hospital with a severe illness. He's won 63 Cup Series races. The last one, his first race with RCR after moving there from Joe Gibbs in 2023. A career that spanned more than two decades. Kyle set several records, and we're just waiting now for more details, as they'll probably become available after the initial shock wears off, and the family has a chance to reach out to people that they trust to tell the story. Okay, so that's where we are with that. Let's look at the NBA playoffs. They will resume coming up at 7 o'clock with the Eastern Conference. And the finals there with the Knicks up 1-0 after a historic comeback to win game one. What do you expect from Cleveland? Will they be bold and confident from going up 20 with 7 minutes to go, or completely devastated? Did they prove that they're usually the better team is the one that makes the comeback when all the chips are down? Usually kicking away a 20-point lead is a sign, as it was in 2011 for both the Thunder and the Heat against your Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, I'm interested to see if the Cavs have a strategy on how to hide James Harden a little bit better. And don't get me wrong, the Knicks were making some unbelievable shots in that final run, like the final 7
Brunson
minutes or whatever
was in
that
his bag.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
crazy.
They were making some ridiculous shots, but clearly they are trying to attack James Harden at every turn. And I think they need to be doing the same thing. Like, they need to get Donovan Mitchell on Brunson and let him go dance, because Brunson and Harden, both those guys should be being taken advantage of, defensively.
The problem is, in a tight game, Donovan Mitchell wants no part of the basketball. I mean, that was a huge thing that stood out to me. Down the stretch, that lead is evaporating. And
we
Donovan
saw that
Mitchell,
against the Mavs when he was with the Jazz.
I don't think Donovan Mitchell has a backbone. I think when things start to get hard and it's crunch time and you see a Luka Doncic go killer, Wembanyama go killer mode.
Brunson
that did it.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell goes into a shell. And he did nothing in overtime, and he did nothing in terms of trying to stop the bleeding during that final 7 minutes of the game. So I just, as a Cleveland Cavaliers fan, I saw all I needed to from Donovan Mitchell. The moment's too big for you, and that's supposed to be your best player. I don't think you have any hope of salvaging that series.
Might be something to it. He was not aggressive at all down that stretch. Did he even put up a shot in the final 7-8 minutes? I don't know. And, if you have him and James Harden on the court, now you have two guys with a reputation of fizzling in the biggest moments, and you know they're a defensive liability. So it's quite a challenge for Chucky there coaching him up. Thunder star wing Jalen Williams will be evaluated as day-to-day with a left hammy, according to Shams. He'll undergo treatment and return based on how he feels, recovering from the second injury to the same hammy in under a month. That doesn't seem good. That seems like fake day-to-day to me. That doesn't seem like real day-to-day. He's been marred by injuries, including strains to both hammies. Played only 7 minutes before exiting the Thunder's Game 2 win over the Spurs. So injuries, quite a factor here, with Harper and Fox out for San Antonio. And Jalen Williams, I think that's I don't expect him to play again this series. If you're looking at two hamstring injuries inside a month, you keep pushing that thing, it's gonna pull off the bone, and you know you gotta be cautious in these kind of situations. Okay, don't look now. Dallas Wings are hooping.
Yeah,
Jessica Shepherd, second career triple double. And the first in the WNBA season, Agumba Wale scored 11 of her 23 in the fourth. Wings beat the Sky last night, 99-89. They're now 3-2 on the year. AZ Foot had another 12-point game. Beckers had 24. And they snapped a six-game losing streak against Chicago, just another sign of the times with the Wings coming around. They will be in Atlanta tomorrow.
I guess they're playing better as a team, not selfishly.
Not selfish ball.
Not selfish.
3-2 on the season. Heck of a start.
United States defender Chris Richards suffered two torn ligaments in his ankle.
Oh,
tackle from behind.
Just 5 days before the U.S. roster is set to name the 2026 World Cup roster. Richards, playing for Crystal Palace, has been a key player for the U.S. under Pochettino, captained his country in its most recent friendly against Portugal. But check this out. Apparently, two torn ligaments in the foot is not necessarily season-ending or got to go have surgery now. Crystal Palace is trying to get the swelling down and play in a UEFA game they have next Wednesday, which is suggesting he will probably still be on the World Cup roster.
It looked like a bad tackle from behind from what I was seeing it. I was like, boy, why? That's boots in the back of the foot kind of a thing. So
and he's down and he's punching the turf, and you're sitting there thinking, oh my goodness, did that just take away this kid's World Cup dream? And as the news came across, I thought, well, for sure. But now that I think about it, I had multiple torn ligaments in my ankle. I was able to keep playing basketball, and the doctor was like, when it locks up and gets too bad, then you might want to have it operated on. And, you know, as long as I didn't push it and I iced it and did the physical therapy, like it wasn't too bad of a deal. U.S. is going to begin its World Cup against Paraguay in Inglewood, California, June 12th. And we have warm-up games coming up on May 31st against Senegal, and then Germany June 6th as they play a couple of friendly tune-ups there before the actual tournament gets underway on the 12th. So we are now right around the corner on that. And speaking of being right around the corner, it's time to go into the Pimp Cup. Lucius Alexander, how's your G-Bag of the Day?
Big Godzilla. Hey, man, Matt, NASCAR has some strange energy dancing around it right now. That NASCAR, bro. Yeah.
Some strange energy
Greg
dancing
around. That's what I was getting ready to say, bro. What was that, December, January, something like that? Lost Greg Biffle in the plane accident? Yeah.
Like right after the
Almost
Super Bowl.
Almost saw Dale Jr. a while back.
See, bro, stuff. Strange energy dancing around NASCAR right now. They need to go ahead and sage NASCAR. And then follow that up with some, was it, Apollo Santo to get that positive energy back in the game, bro.
Prayers, whatever it takes, man. Yeah.
For all those cats out there.
I hope I don't have anything to do with it. You know, I've interviewed both of these drivers in person.
You have.
Used to work at Greg Biffle's bar.
Are those the only two, or is there another one that we need to send a message to?
There's a couple of others. There's a couple of others.
Didn't you and Kyle get a little feisty a little bit?
We did, yeah. We were just having fun.
Of course you guys are having fun, but you got a little feisty.
I was teasing him. I think he'd just been arrested for, like, doing 120 on a back road.
Yeah.
You know, back in Carolina or whatever, and...
He shouldn't be arrested for that. These guys are experts, bro.
Yeah, he knows what he's
doing. These
guys
are experts. You'll pull them over for driving? Get out of here.
I know I've definitely interviewed Martin Truex Jr. We talked to him down in Daytona.
Yeah.
When Mike and Jeff and CA and I went a long time ago, actually.
Let's send an email to his family right now.
Yeah. Be careful.
Hey, G, back in the day, we do it every week down to Fan 530. My name is L.A. How you doing? If you see anything floating out there, I'm back. I'm back open. You guys have been, been paying attention. I'm not getting a whole lot of memes and AIs and whatnot. I'm actually getting real clips. So, at Lucky Lucius, P-L-U-C-I-O-U-S, if you see anything floating out there. This is going for two today. We are in that cycle here in Texas where the weather can get a little crazy. Storms are going to get nasty pretty soon here. We have a grandmother calling her grandson is out there in Austin after the storms went through there just to check up on him.
Luke, hey, sweetie. This is Nana. I hope your phone's working okay. I can't get hold of your mom, but we just watched the weather, and it looked like Austin got hit really bad. Well, call me if you can. My number is 512.
Uh-oh.
I forgot my phone number. I am calling Luke. I can't get anybody.
Man, I want to know what he said to respond to that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, let's see here. Get the vibe right. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, hey. Happy birthday, Biggie Smalls. Oh, this isn't one, but since that was an old lady right here. See, the goal is to get old, right? So I don't want anybody to make fun of me when I get old, because that is the goal, to get old. But we had an old man. He was sitting in the handicapped parking spot with his foot just mashed on the gas, just chilling there, like doing something else, not even realizing his foot was on the gas, bro.
He's going to blow his car up, bro. I got to let him know. Your foot's on the gas.
Huh?
Oh, he's doing it. At least you heard it.
Huh?
Right?
Your foot, man. It's on the gas, dog. Let it up there. Tell that alternator up.
I was wondering why the fuel light came on.
Hilarious. He's just sitting there chilling.
How old are we talking here?
Yeah, he is pretty old. He's a pretty old brother. Now, I do say on this little function right here that if it comes from another station, if it's good, I might play it.
Yeah.
And I stand on my word. Let's go to Sirius XM right here. You guys know who Big J Okerson is?
No.
Yeah, discovered him the other night.
Big Gene Okerlund.
What was he doing there, Mr. Chiafalo?
He was a part of the roast to Kevin Hart.
He was a part of the roast of Kevin Hart.
Like 50-year-old emo looking guy.
Yeah. Like a big Guy Fieri, they said.
Yes.
Well, he was talking about his time at the Kevin Hart roast in the red carpet, and our man Michael Irvin made an appearance just by mentioning Michael Irvin. Big J Okerson is from Philly. He's a big Philly fan, by the way.
Oh.
Yes, this is toxic.
On the red carpet, before the red carpet, they go, do you want to do an interview for Michael Irvin's doing interviews for his podcast over here, and he'd like to have you on. I went, no, I'm all right. And they go, no, you know what? I go, no, I'll do whatever, Entertainment Tonight or whatever you want. I go, I don't want to do it. And they're like, why? I go, I mean, I'll do it. I go, but all I'm going to talk to him about is that I was standing there while he got his career ended at Veterans Stadium when they broke his leg, and then when they were carting him off the field and he gave a thumbs up, we all booed.
That would have been great.
And I'm going to go, and I have the same energy towards you today.
Why? That would have been the best.
I don't know why. It's not right. So I said, no, I shouldn't do it because I don't want to be mean to a guy who's going to be like, hey, man, you having fun at the Rose? And I go, f*** away from me, you cowboy. Dallas cowboy. Tony Romo, dude, stone face. Beat it, Romo, you f***ing doof.
What an ass you are, man.
Nah, dude, I'm loyal.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, pretty toxic, I told you. They were sitting on that for a second. That was a Toxic Tuesday clip, but it just made it here.
Yeah, they were getting after Scottie Scheffler in Philadelphia. They were chanting the Eagle chant while he was coming up the fairway.
That's right.
They kept, every time he was putting, they'd be quiet, and then they'd start to chant after the putt was rolling.
It'd have been great if he eagled that hole.
Yeah. But they knew he was a Cowboys fan. Yeah.
Oh, you like an eagle? Yeah. I got an eagle for you, bitch.
Hey, this is a ladies' night right here. We have a girl, Riz, that goes totally wrong. She just complimented this guy's jacket. He heard it wrong, and she just rolled with it.
Excuse me.
Where'd you get your suit?
Pardon?
Your suit, where'd you get it?
I'm cute where I get it?
No. Yeah. Yeah, you're cute.
Really?
Yes.
This is not a scam, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. I just thought you were cute.
I actually thought you were cute.
Oh, really? Oh,
thank you. I didn't even think you noticed me.
Beautiful ass.
Wow. Oh, no.
She didn't even turn around.
He crashed on out, bro.
He crashed on out.
Wow.
A beautiful ass. I actually thought you were cute. This is amazing.
This is not a scam, is it?
Today is my day.
And that's why it's women not. Never compliment men.
Yeah. It's not. I just thought you were cute.
I actually thought you were cute.
Oh, really?
No, thank you. I didn't even think you noticed me.
That escalated quickly.
Golly. That ass is unreal. Oh, my gosh.
That is freaking beautiful. Gonna bounce a quarter on.
Yeah.
Yep. I like that. I like that. That's funny. Should I do this one today or tomorrow? I got a lot of stuff in this folder, y'all. It's crazy.
Yesterday was your church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Doctor, Pastor, and politician, Mr. Frederick Douglass. Hangs over at the Wild Wild West in Oak Cliff. Friendship West Baptist Church. Let's go to Houston. Houston. Chief Apostle Dr. David L. Roper from Solid Rock Faith Ministries. Excuse me. Shout out to everybody up there at Solid Rock Faith Ministries in Houston, Texas. You have a wild church. You went viral, well, your pastor did, for this subject.
I'm going to get a high five from the men. A lot of y'all can't get saved for worrying about some
What?
Let me get fired from these men. Y'all ain't got to like this preacher. Y'all ain't got to like this preacher. Long as I'm telling y'all about y'all, y'all good. But I'm telling y'all women, y'all can't get saved because y'all won't do.
Oh.
You're supposed to eat that treasure. None of that.
What?
And woman, y'all are getting mad all you want. I'm headed your way. I'm headed your way with you deep throat.
Ooh. What?
What? Oh my gosh, this is
why y'all got cancer in your throat, your jawbone jacked up. Y'all done got quiet in here.
Of course you did, sir.
And we'd like for you to do the same.
What is going on?
Wow.
Goodness gracious.
That's the most aggressive church clip of all time, that Lucius.
Wild,
reset the bar, bro.
Yeah, it's wild, bro. It's wild.
Golly.
He was high-fiving dudes in there.
Yeah. That's right, preachers, they worried about the day too much. What is happening in this place?
Golly, man. It's not an awful personal.
That's how you get throat cancer, which I think that's like a real thing right now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
A real thing right now, bro.
Throat cancer?
Yeah.
That, what is it? Is it Michael Douglas or Kurt Douglas?
Yeah, Michael Douglas, yeah.
Where he's like, too much Colonel Angus.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yep.
So that's how he got that throat cancer.
I seen that headline today. It's like up because of that right there, because of the groceries.
Catherine
Zeta-Jones. People eating the groceries, bro.
She deeps beneath lasers.
Gotta be careful.
Call her the Black Widow.
All right, what do you say? Time to vote?
Sure.
We got our grandma calling family in Austin. We got old man on the gas in the parking lot. That cracked me up. Jay Okerson with some Michael Irvin jokes and some Tony Romo thoughts. And you're cute. Where'd you get it?
Yeah.
Gal with some riz and some good improv skills there on the street.
Beautiful ass.
Or is it the chief apostle David down there in Houston?
What's an apostle? Is that, you can see the future. God talks to you. My mother was a bishop. But she wasn't an apostle. How do you get an apostle?
I'm not really sure how they do it in the church. I mean, you have the 12 apostles.
You become a follower, right?
Is that ultimately, that's what it
is. You got to earn that. You just can't be calling yourself an apostle.
Yeah, is this self-proclaimed apostle?
Yeah. You got to earn this. Somebody else, you got to have some witnesses. Like, oh, no, I seen it, bro.
Yeah, this guy's got
it. He called it.
I'm going to go with the old man on the gas in the parking lot myself here. Chief, how about you?
Me too.
Whoa, 2-0, Lucius. Where are you going?
The girl, Riz.
You're cute. Where'd you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going with the chick with the fine butt.
I am too.
by a score of 3-2, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion in comeback fashion. The gal on the street with the guy got real aggressive. If you ever miss the champ, tune in 220. Lucius replays it for you right before we get to Woolchuck's top 10. And speaking of Lucius, it's time to stay in the Pimp Cup for some L.A. Live.
It's a ladies' night edition of L.A. Live, right into the great Rick James!
Well, all right, you swears. Time is smoked.
James!
Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Bam!
Everybody get high.
Stay away from the vagina, or you will get yourself into some serious trouble. You could get gonorrhea, syphilis, genital warts, again in your case, sir. No, not you. You look quite clean. And you could make a woman pregnant. Believe me, the sexy ladies that walk around here don't look so sexy when they're having the baby that you never actually wanted. Because you fell into the vagina trap. Don't fall for it. It is not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very tempting. That's why it's designed like that, to tempt you and trick you into reproducing.
Mm-hmm.
Just like our fathers were tricked into reproducing.
Mm-hmm.
We are all here because somebody fell for the vagina trap.
That's a fact. Where was this man at? I needed him. I needed him about 20 years ago. Where were you at, bro? I needed that. I could have been an astronaut or maybe a mayor.
Yeah.
Who would have known if I wasn't chasing?
Lucius, apostles are commissioned by the messenger sent out to deliver the teachings to others.
Yeah.
Disciples are the learners or the students.
Yeah, how did he become an apostle? I surely want to know, especially apostles, the way he's talking. Yeah, I need to know how he became an apostle.
Apostles are commissioned, commissioned messengers.
I need to know who commissioned him. Yeah. This is LA Live for Thursday, May 21st, 2026. It is a Thursday, ladies edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks. Shout out to the ladies, the Tolo ladies that listen to this here station. You are appreciated. I see y'all. I see y'all, too. I see y'all in the DMs. I appreciate y'all's participation. LA Live is brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Mr. Broadus, you have been out for a week.
Yes, sir.
While you were gone, we had some laughs at your expense.
Yes, sir. Glad you did.
We sure did. The evil genius, the evil AI genius, Bobby Belt, made a few clips of you interrupting some very, very historic moments. And I also have a clip here of Eric Chiafalo.
Aye.
Putting out one of your secrets, like your private stuff. Oh, no. It's crazy, bro. Some private information about you.
I'm sorry about this.
He just threw it out there.
Oh, wow.
Nasty.
Yeah. Have you heard the clip of you interrupting Lou Gehrig?
No, I have not.
For the past 2 weeks, you've been reading about a bad rag.
Today, man, this popcorn is stale, isn't it?
The luckiest man on the face of the earth.
How can the guy be lucky? I mean, seriously. What's he got? He's got the, is it typhoid? Or scurvy? I think it's scurvy. I think he's got scurvy.
Yeah, he's got scurvy. That's one of them right there, bro.
Yeah, he got me lucky. He's got the typhoid.
Typhoid is crazy.
It's scurvy.
Typhoid is nuts, man. Here's you right here interrupting President D. Roosevelt.
December 7th. 1941.
Who did it?
A date which will live.
Was that Germany or was that Japan?
The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked.
Watch, he's going to say Germany, I bet.
By naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
That was my next guess.
The United States.
It's pretty good, bro.
That's really good. I hate Bobby for this.
I do have a new one we could play today.
Oh, perfect. I can't wait. When, Hodge?
I can't believe you interrupted Moses during the Ten Commandments.
No, you did.
I knew you were old. I didn't know you were that old, bro.
Yeah, I was pretty old.
Yeah, here's Eric right here, man. He just jumped out there and told you private information. Apparently, you really love listening to Eric Nadell call the games. Like, you really love it. Like, this is your thing.
Broadus has said, like, I'm used to listening to Eric Nadell call these games. And good things happen when I'm listening to Eric Nadell. And he got in his car bang, there's the dong.
That's nuts. That is nuts. You really love Eric Nadel, bro. Wow.
I didn't know you loved Eric Nadel like that, Phil. Teach his own, bro.
That's aggressive.
It got even more heavy for him when it was during the World Series. Yeah. You know, that brought out a totally different inner beast and brought us.
My man said, heavy, you need to relax.
I imagine Nadel drives like an old Volkswagen Bug, you know, maybe a bus.
Yeah, I could see him in the Scooby-Doo van. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
All right, let me get into this.
Yeah. Hey, you don't answer my phone. Don't call me. Don't say a damn thing to me. If you get hungry, starve to death, bitch.
Oh no.
You get hungry, starve. Shock ya!
I see you over there, Mr. Dawson. Hey, LA Live 105.3 and the fan on a ladies' night. For the past month or so, I've been collecting different news fumbles.
Yes, I love when you do this.
And since we are almost done with May, wow, May.
Yeah, I know.
It's almost June, bro.
I know.
It's probably a good time to let some of these out the bag. It's news fumbles right there. So shout out to all you passenger privileges out there. Let's sit back and enjoy this little broadcast fumbles, if you will. Let's go to Fox 32, Chicago. We have some technical difficulties right here, fam.
Sound in there, so I was like, am I hearing things? And you said it again. I was like, oh, shit, we have sound. So,
oh no, now you do.
Yeah, now you do.
We're live.
Now you do.
And a pink slip.
He said, and a pink slip. Hey, ladies' night, ABC 28, Tampa Bay, or Champa Bay. We got a sports reporter that didn't know he was live. Thought he was recording.
The Rays off to their best start in 5 years. Head coach Dominic Cassiano has his team playing with some venom on both sides of the ball. Tampa. Oh, I'm the worst. Sorry.
Live, sir.
Rowdies. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
That's live as hell.
I'm the worst.
That's live as hell.
Nobody tell him. Just let it go.
I want that to be newscast, man. When they
He's
screw up.
The Rowdies, the soccer team? Is that what he was saying? It was the Rowdies?
Tampa Bay?
Was he talking about the Rowdies?
The Rays?
He was talking about the Tampa Bay Rays, but yeah. I don't know if he was transitioning
to
something
But he said the
else.
Word Rowdies at
yeah,
the end.
He did maybe say something Rowdies. Yeah.
Boy, look at that. Interrupted source is just like what brought us me. Did he say Rowdies? I think he said Rowdies.
Oh, Rays. That was my next guess.
Okay. Did he say Rowdies at the end?
Rays.
Yeah. He said something Rowdies.
Seriously.
The Rowdies are back. They're playing in the USL.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty cool, huh?
Bro, that's so remember crazy. That is so crazy, Broadus. They got you, dog. Bobby nailed you, bro. Oh, my God. Let's go to Fox 21 News. Duluth, Minnesota. Duluth, Minnesota. We have an innocent question that turned pretty awkward.
What is one way you boys relieve stress? Appropriate ways. You little monster. Oh, my God.
You little monster.
I'll go first to start everything out on a wholesome note. One way I relieve stress is calling a friend and walking. I think, or going on a walk with a friend. Because then you're moving.
Going on a walk with a friend? Did you hear that?
I heard that. I wasn't going to say
anything. Did you hear that?
I wasn't going to say anything.
Yep. It got her. It was still in her head.
Did she just say whack?
It was still in her head, bro.
She said whack.
A little mutual.
It was still in her head.
There's one way. You boys relieve stress.
She sounds cute, doesn't she?
Appropriate ways. You little monster. Oh my gosh, I take it back. I'll go first to start everything out on a wholesome note. One way I relieve stress is calling a friend and walking. I think, or going on a walk with a friend.
Going on a whack with a
friend. There's one right now.
It's a close friend, man. We all need those type of friends.
Mm-hmm.
KDKA, CBS News, Pittsburgh. We have some plumbing issues at a building.
This has been a very big headache for me, specifically being that I'm prepping for a colonoscopy for tomorrow. And I can't flush my toilets.
Flourish
so, yeah.
I can't flourish them.
I can't flourish my toy.
Very honest lady.
Colonoscopy, man. That's crazy.
I can't flourish my toilet.
Hey, what do they give you for a colonoscopy? Everybody says it works.
It works really well.
Yeah, it's like a drink, isn't it? Like a powder?
There's every 30 minutes you have to drink a drink.
Do they have like an over-the-counter version that's kind of weakened down a little bit?
No, you could actually get it if you want
to. I don't want a full colonoscopy.
Hell yeah.
Taco Bell.
There's some pills you take with the liquid, and it completely, you feel like you've lost 12 pounds.
Miralax?
Yeah. But there's a combination of...
Yeah, Miralax is great and everything.
Yeah.
Miralax is great.
Yeah.
So the NBC Chicago. Chicago Bears selected, Logan Jones, I believe his name is, for the 57th pick in the NFL
Logan
draft.
Jones.
Yeah. And Heinz Ketchup is doing like a little promotion with that.
Yeah.
Mr.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Mr. 57.
Mr. 57.
Yeah, it's a hell of a deal.
Anchor had a joke for it.
I never knew he was known as Mr. 57. Now, okay. I thought it was because he was so fast you can't catch up.
Right.
Ooh.
Come back, Oprah.
The Real Housewives of the Suburbs.
That's good.
I liked that.
That was very good on her part.
So fast you can't catch up. How about this? Go to Kentucky, WDRB News. Little allergy season out there in the bluegrass state.
Okay, Rick, we know thunder is going to be...
Hold on, Dawson is sneezing. As I'm doing a... This is crazy. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Rick, we know thunder is going to be cloudy. Oh, my gosh.
Whoa. Was that a fart sneeze?
The allergies are bad.
Yeah.
That's even more than just a sneeze.
That was a sneeze. Yeah, he went through it, bro.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I think you might have ripped his ass.
I just think his suit ripped.
That was terrible. Something happened there, man.
Let's see what else we got right here. Hey, it's a pretty exclusive event going down in Indiana.
The lights are on at the Potawatomi Zoo. Still ahead at midday, we're getting a preview of the zoo's Luminati event. Goodness gracious, that kicks off tonight.
Luminati event, baby. What?
What was the name of that zoo, though? That was a crazy name.
Pretty exclusive.
Potawatomi?
The lights are on at the Potawatomi Zoo. Still ahead at midday, we're getting a preview.
Running back for the Cowboys. Potawatomi.
Running back for the Cowboys.
Potawatomi Zoo.
All right, I'm up against it, bro. I got one more. I'm up against it right here. Also got a whole lot more April news clips that I just might move over to tomorrow or maybe the next time I play news clips. Who knows? But let's go to the Lee and Haley show in Lexington, Kentucky. Haley tells a story about her family member on his deathbed. It's a dark story just for, like, morning news.
I want you to tell my favorite story.
Please stop this.
No, this is a good one. Who was it? Was it a great uncle? Was it a grandfather? Who's the fellow? Okay. This is a guy after my own heart.
Okay.
Let's hear it. Here it is.
Okay. Listen. Listen. We've all met men before. Okay, I'll just say that before we begin. So Robert is on his deathbed, and the doctors are like, this is it. Like, everyone say your goodbyes.
Say your goodbye.
So my great aunt, let's call her Jennifer, goes in there and says... Oh, Robert, I'm going to miss you. Let's pray together. Da, 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 da. And he seriously said, honey, I believe if you could get up here in the bed with me, I could pull through.
If you could just...
I think he died minutes later. The last thing on this man's mind was, I think I'm going to pull through. She just was like, shh.
Oh, this man could have lived another 10 years if she could have just... broke a piece off of that Kit Kat bar.
Yeah.
One more time.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
He said it so straight, too. Just break off a piece of that Kit Kat bar one more time. He said it so straight.
You think he says that to his wife all the time?
Yeah, got to, bro. Man, my man was on his deathbed. He was like, crawl up here one more time.
That is awesome.
Is that rigor mortis or you just happy to see me? Crazy, bro. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow on a Friday. Lord willing, in the creek don't rise. Y'all be safe out here. I holla.
Sorry, we got a hard out on this situation. Yeah. I came up with four other drivers. Brad Keselowski, Matt Kenseth.
Let me say a hard out, bro.
Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin.
Yeah.
Four others. Interviewed him in person. You know, just a... Final Destination type situation, if that's going on.
Give him a call,
Clint Boyer? You never did? Clint Boyer was kind of a popular guy.
On the phone. Yeah, Clint Boyer was great.
Yeah, he was.
That guy was hilarious.
Yeah.
He was like an old school dude that wasn't afraid of talking about partying.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, all these new NASCAR drivers are so corporate. Yeah. They're nerds, you know. They weren't running shine. Their daddies weren't running shine. You know, their daddies were hedge fund managers. That's what it takes to get in the game these days, Chief. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
We got 4 hour down and one to go, Woolchuck.
Let's do a Ranger stock report around the basis style. Are these struggling veterans declining or due for a rebound? That's next in the Nation.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.